Environmentalists are calling for a statewide ban on mining in rivers and streams in Queensland. It comes after revelations that two mining applications are being considered for a parcel of land recently purchased by the Queensland government. The property in question is in far north Queensland and had been bought as a conservation measure to protect the Great Barrier Reef. Penny Timms explains.
Cape York is known for its beauty as well as its resources. Its west coast is rich in bauxite, and on the east there's gold and silver, making it a desirable mining destination. But now it's emerged that the Queensland Government's Mines Department is considering applications for mining on a piece of land recently purchased for conservation by the Environment Department. Stephen Miles is the Queensland Environment Minister.
And yes, the department was aware that there were exploration leases and applications for mining leases pending on the properties.
He says he's confident that no harmful activity will be approved on the land known as Springvale Station, and his department will object to at least one of the applications being made.
Now that the Environment Department is the owner of that property, any potential mine operator would need to negotiate an agreement with the Environment Department before they could go ahead. At least one of these applications is still in its public notification period. So there's an existing opportunity for objections to be raised, and the Environment Department will object to the issuing of a mining lease through that process.
Dr. Tim Seelig is the Queensland Campaign Manager for the Wilderness Society. He's optimistic that the mining applications will be rejected.
My understanding is that this is still at the application stage, and so no mining leases have been granted. Look, mining legislation in Queensland is pretty powerful. It does have the capacity to override many other land tenures. But in this particular instance, the owner of Springvale Station is now effectively the Queensland Environment Minister. And I have no doubt whatsoever that there is no way that the Queensland Environment Minister is going to allow alluvial mining on Springvale Station, particularly because it's been purchased precisely to prevent this kind of destructive development.
Have you been in contact with the Environment Department today?
No, I haven't been in contact with the Environment Department, but I have made mention of this to the Environment Minister, and that's why I'm very satisfied that, in fact, this issue will be resolved pretty quickly and to a good outcome.
But as far as the Australian Conservation Foundation is concerned, the issue runs much deeper. Andrew Piccioni is the Foundation's Program Officer for Northern Australia.
We're calling for a ban on in-stream mining.
He says Cape York has important environmental and cultural values and need protecting, and he questions if that's happening as well as it could be.
I think we need to see how the government will, the Queensland government will intervene in these mining applications, because this type of mining, as destructive as it is all perfectly legal. It meets the bare minimum of regulations and has been going on, as some other commentators have said, for quite some time. What we see as the major problem here is the legal framework that protects the environment is inadequate.
Andrew Piccioni from the Australian Conservation Foundation, ending that report by Penny Timms.